The Traveler's Journal, April 9th. Appreciating Valencia. Last time we took a walk across northern Spain, a country that has been transformed in the last 3 decades. Barcelona and Madrid, the nation's 2 largest cities, have regained their rank among Europe's great metropolises. Other Spanish cities have seen their stature soar. Seville with its World's Fair, Salamanca with its classical graces, Bilbao with its great Guggenheim Museum. Somewhat slower, but now picking up momentum, is the city of Valencia. Situated on the Mediterranean Costa del Azahar, Valencia's history and geography have been shaped by the River Turia and its broad, fertile floodplain, lush with orange groves and rice paddies. Founded by the Greeks, it was romanticized and moored until being captured in 1094 by El Cid, or rather by his corpse, which had been strapped to his steed to terrify the city's defenders. Although Valencia shared in the riches of Spain's conquest of the New World, its prominence faded over subsequent centuries, making headlines only when the Turia River flooded its banks, as it regularly did. In the 1950s, when the river's main flow was diverted to the south, modern Valencia began to take pride in its appearance. After 2 decades of prosperity, historical buildings and bridges have been restored. New restaurants, tapas bars, and live theaters are everywhere.
Now Spain's 3rd largest city, Valencia has also ascended must-visit lists of many travelers. In fact, it's experienced the biggest jump in tourism of any European city. The rise of low-cost airlines, the internet, new hotels, conference halls, museums, and art galleries are contributing factors. Most notable is the Palace of the Arts, designed by the superstar architect Santiago Calatrava, who happens to be a native son. The $334 million palace is part of a complex of museums and other attractions called the City of Arts and Sciences. The futuristic white buildings, most of them designed by Calatrava, include a planetarium, an aquarium, and the Arts Palace, which is an opera house that looks a little like a floating gladiator helmet.
Valencia's a city on the rise. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.